I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, September 26, 2022, 9:01 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 469048 through 469112, warrants 7988 through 7989, one journal entry or transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Public hearing for proposed rezoning requests.
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the September 26th, 2022 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. This time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon conclusion of the public comment. The County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So the first one, I have a PowerPoint that shows location for two commission orders, orders number 09-26-2022-01 and 02. This is a rezoning request that is generated by my office, Planning Administrator. And on September the 12th, 2022, the Planning Commission recommended approval to the County Commission for a rezone request of one parcel, which is number 02-5.0-22-000-000-006.000, approximately 9.7 acres, property owned by Adam Woollett. The rezoning request of two parcels, parcel number 02-5.0-22-000-006.001, which is a 26.6 acre parcel, 02-5.0-21-000-008.000, is a 41 acre parcel owned by Malcolm McLean, all being located off Beaver Creek Ranch Road, Bradleyville. The property is currently zoned GOV, which is government tract, for National Forest, with no structures on the parcel. Our rezoning request is for A1 agricultural. So the history on this, all of the government parcels, the lakes, the incorporated areas were generated on our maps by the GIS department on shape files that they had in existence. So those old files showed these as government tracts, which actually they were traded back, I think, 2017, 2018 for another public or private parcel to the government. So then these turned into private ownership, and that didn't get caught during the shape files. So here's our two bigger parcels. As you can see, they're completely surrounded by A1. And I could go to Beacon and show you a little farther out if you need to know where we're at, but this is basically a map correction.
I don't think I have any.
Yeah.
Scott, do you want them done together, like 01 and 02?
Looks like we have two different orders.
There's two different orders.
Yeah,
order
two,
number
the two
one.
Orders.
Uh-huh. If you want to just make motion and seconds on each order, that'd be fine.
Okay. I'll add to that is the people have been paying taxes on that parcel since it was when the action took place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I move to approve order number 02-09-26-2022-01 to rezone to A1.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve order number 09-26-2022-02, changing zoning from Gov to A1.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Probably should have asked if there's anybody here in remonstrance to it.
I thought about it. I don't believe there's anybody here, but.
Okay, our second, basically our third order is order number 09-26-2022-03. So on September the 12th, 2022, the Planning Commission recommended approval for the County Commission for a rezone request of one parcel, number 20-3.0-07-004-001-008.000, located at 1307 Ridgedale Road, Ridgedale, Missouri. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for C2 General Commercial District. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 2 acres in size. It is lot number 1, located in the Crestwood Center subdivision, with an office and warehouse building located on the property. Looking at our PowerPoint, you see Highway 65, Highway 86 that goes west. You can see the roundout. You turn south on the roundout on Ridgedale Road, and this property is pretty quick after the roundout on the west side of the road, east side of the road. So here's our zoning layer. Of course, you have A1, C2, NR1. There's just a zoomed in of our GIS of the parcel. There's our pictometry view. So I did get some photographs when I posted the property. I do. I try to take a picture of the access point to the property, and that's Ridgedale Road looking north. There's Ridgedale Road looking south. And I think our representative applicant is ready to take over from here.
Could you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes. My name is Robert Tiora, and we reside at 154 Cedarberry in Luai, Missouri.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I appreciate the opportunity to share our request for a zoning change on 1307 Ridgedale Road. If I could, I'd like to read a brief overview. The subject property was approved and built in 1995 as the Crestwood Nursing Center, which was a training center, and served the region until it was closed in 2015. In October of 2018, the property was transferred to the School of the Ozark via a general warranty deed. The property has not been in use and has been vacant for a period of 5 years. The rezoning request is to provide for the need of nightly rentals and in our county, and additional use would be the warehouse to provide for long-term mini storage, self-serve mini storage. The existing on-site water well, and there's two septic systems. We are working with and will be required to put in a holding tank with a pressurized distribution line for the fire sprinkler system via the fire department requirement. The close proximity of this property to Highway 65 and 86, i.e. the roundabout, will facilitate traffic ingress and egress flow to this property. The adjoining property is Closer Walk Christian Church, and to the South Century Link. The rezoning request is respectfully submitted to you for your consideration today so that this property may once again serve our region. Thank you.
So, Causes of the Ozarks still owns it?
Correct.
And do you represent Causes of the Ozarks?
No.
Scott, are we able to... Is there anybody here from Causes of the Ozarks?
They are not sending anyone. They've asked... Well, I guess I am representing them. They asked me to come.
Scott, at PNC, don't you usually allow a potential buyer to come in and make the presentation?
We have the owner of every parcel sign an application. So the owner has had a representative or somebody from the college sign, notarize this application. And anybody could represent. So we have documentation that we know the owner knows that this is coming forward.
Dr. Wiebe signed that application. He's the CFO for the college.
So the condition of approval will perhaps determine the sale then?
Correct. I think it probably could.
It is conditioned upon the zoning change. That's correct, Sheila.
And so you guys are wanting to make it nightly rentals down there?
That's correct.
In the during the planned zoning meeting, was other things discussed?
Yes. The warehouse was discussed as well for mini storage.
Nightly rentals typically have their own kitchen and their own bathroom. It appears that this was used kind of like a hotel before.
It was a training facility for the Crestwood Center. There's 8 bathrooms currently in the building. There is a kitchen and there is a dining area as well.
One kitchen and one dining area, like a bed and breakfast would have.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. But no one is going in a bed and breakfast. Someone like serves a meal.
That's also correct.
So, but the kitchen and the bathroom will be available to use like you shared, like in a hotel. You share, only in a hotel you usually have the bathroom in each unit.
Two of the units will have their own private baths. And then the other units would be required to go down the hallway to utilize the bathroom. The configuration of the building is a little challenging. It's what I would call cut up, and kind of hard to flow through that building. So some of the walls need to be moved. There's some deferred maintenance. There's been a roof leak. So the repairs and renovations are going to be fairly extensive.
Will there be anyone living there on the premises to oversee it?
Yes. We are very interested in maintaining continuity and the level of standard that we're interested in maintaining. And we've selected someone who's got proficiency in that area, and she will be living on site.
I'm having a hard. Why would? So you're asking for C2 as opposed to NR3, correct? And that's because of the storage units.
That's correct. Scott and I had a discussion, and he recommended C2 zoning instead of the NR3, which we originally thought would suffice.
His original application was NR3, and then I read down for his use request, and it had that storage. So we had that conversation. If the storage was part of the plan, then it needed to be C2, which the nightly rental could be done, but it needed the C2 for the storage units.